Fifth paragraph of Beis Mishnah Dalit. Continue the halachas of Tchumim for people's items that belong to a person. Hashoyel Kli Mechaber Erev Yontif, Kirag LeHashoyel. Person who borrows something from his friend in Erev Yontif, then we say it goes by the tomb of the one who borrowed it. We're talking about a case where the person borrowed it from before Yontif, so on the onset of Yontif is the time when the tomb is established, it already was under the control of the second person, and the Gabi tomb would go according to the one who's under control, not the one who actually owns it. Be Yontif, if he borrowed it on Yontif Kirakli Mashil, then it goes by the one who originally owned it. And because and Danish Moshe is in the beginning of the Yontif, it was in the possession of the one who lent it. The one who borrowed it only got it later on. The Tchum was already established before he borrowed it. Isha Shalom Mechavelta, a woman who borrowed from her friend Tavlin Umayim Umelech Lisasa, spices, water, and salt to put into her dough. Re'elu Kirakli Shteihem. Now this dough has the Tchum of both of them. We're talking about a case here. Also, she borrowed it on Yontif. Also, she borrowed it before Yontif. It already belongs to her. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda pointed by my bnei shemba mamish. She says if you only got water, since the water becomes absorbed into the entire tafshum type of thing you're cooking, then we're talking about it's a thick thing that the water doesn't remain distinct. It's bottled to the tafshum and does not have its independent chum. Yeah. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that any item that's mixed into this tafshul and that has its own tchum, the tafshul will have the common denominator of the various tchumim of the owners of the various ingredients in this tafshul.